Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The living God we serve is coming back. His return is soon. His return is imminent. This is a day that we really need to pay attention to. The Lord our God will return very soon without warning and suddenly. And I thank the Lord for that. He's mightily moving by His Spirit. He's a blessing to all of us. And the way that the Lord carries things out is perfect. The will of God that He has done and the things that He's doing is perfect. Everything is considered. And everybody there were many people that He was after. Many are called, few are chosen. And those that were chosen, He saved them. And they are the strong ones. And that He knew that they would reach out to those that were not as strong. And He seeks to be a blessing to all men, but there's a strategy to the things of God, the way He do things. There always was. Even when He sent out the apostles, they didn't just go out haphazardly. They went by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Especially when you read the Acts chapters 13 through 16. The Holy Spirit set certain ones apart for certain works and sent them out. The Lord once said, don't preach a word in nature, but He had them to go where a man was praying. The Lord our God does things wisely, systematically. And it all works. And so it is in the last days. He is His. There are those who are anointed. He put first. Now, a lot of people are looking at position, but God is looking at the heart. Those that the Lord put first, they're the ones who went to where they were supposed to be and preached and did the things they were supposed to be doing. See, in the spirit, we look at things in the natural. Who's out front? Who's on TV? Who's on the radio? The Lord is looking at the heart, and the Lord can do a work wherever you are that will reach out to many, and He can cause many millions of people to be saved and set free. It's not the numbers. It's the quality more than the quantity. See, the Lord can take one anointed man and do great wonders in his life. And what He put in, the things that He caused to be by obeying God, it will grow and take root. And those are the ones He put first. And their fruit won't die because their kind is set out to God's own heart. In other words, if you set your heart to follow God and you bear fruit, the people that come up under your ministry, they'll be like you in kind. And if you, the more you love God, the more they'll love God because they see the godly example. It's just like parents. No, an evil couple don't bear good fruit in their children. That children, a good tree bears good fruit. A bad tree bears bad fruit. Now, I got to clear something up. The children, their spirits are lit, and they have a will. There are children that rebel against Christianity. They grew up in a good home. But they got in rebellion because of the people that they chose to listen to. The influence of wrong is out there just like the influence of right is out there. But children make their own path. They can think and they can decide. And their will can be deceived, they can rebel. But everybody in the kingdom of God have chosen of their own free will to be there. They wanted to be there. They wanted to love God. They wanted to love his people. No matter where they came from, you can come from a good home and rebel. Even I did that. I wasn't saved. So, and that was a time I didn't know it, but I didn't seek to be saved. But as I grew old, I wanted the things of God, but I didn't think I could do it. So I didn't get saved. But the Holy Spirit worked with me, just like he works with everybody, to help us understand. And once I got saved, I was all in. I wanted all the things of God. And I didn't want to be disconnected from him anymore. And I still don't. So people can go from bad to better. And they can go from better to worse. It just depends on the person. But the people out there that God could put in the front. Now see, in the world, people think, people promote themselves to the front. They love preeminence. And sometimes God called people and they fell in love with preeminence. So God put them in the back or out of the kingdom one. And he put those who love him in the front. Many that are first will be last, and many that are last will be first. And that's true. And that's already happened. If you're looking to see it, you can't. And I say that for a reason. You just can't. You can't see it. You can't tell who God put first. But the Holy Spirit can. It's the way he organized that ministry and the way he used them and the things he gave them to do. You can't judge the size of a ministry by the numbers that follow it. You have to judge it by the foundation that God made, that God laid. And that's not something you can see, but God can. And those that he put first will bear more fruit. Or they will do things, they will do operations that will cause many people to be one. And that's happened. That's been going on for years. And I always say, by the time you see this revival and the miracles you may expect, it'll probably be over with. If you can see it at all. Because the Holy Spirit has been working. On the radio, I've been saying the Lord is moving, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I always said it with revelation. I said it with revelation knowledge. I knew what I was talking. I said it fresh. I said it almost every broadcast for 11 years. And I knew that a plan of God was in operation. And now it's time for him to return. His return is imminent. These are the last few days. I don't know how much time we have left, but I do know it's not much. And every day I wake up, I say, well, I'm going to do all I can do today. I go about my everyday routine. I'm not locked up in a cave somewhere waiting on Jesus to. He didn't say do that. He said, occupy till I come. I'm going to go about my daily business as if it's going to be another 100 years, even though I know it's going to be it could be the next few minutes, the next few moments. So I'm looking for his return. And I desire to know things about the return, how he's going to manage everything the last moment. And I believe that God's going to give his people an unction. People that need to get right with him, they'll know to do that. This is not a time to be in strife with your spouse. This is not a time to be in petty strife with people. This is a time to forgive and forget everybody that's offended you and do right. Because the Lord is true. If you don't forgive, he won't forgive you, and you have to be here. You have to remain here. He's not taking people that's hard. He never does. He's not taking hard-headed people to heaven. Now, we've been given a rich salvation. He expects us to to portray that rich salvation and not operating on forgiveness. He forgave you, you got to forgive them. And if we're hard-headed, then we made a decision to be hard-headed. It wasn't an accident. You had the light. Because we have the light of God's word, we have the ability to operate in it and according to it. And if we fail to do so, we did it by choice. Sin has no control over us anymore because we have a brand new spirit. But we have to, now we have the responsibility to do the things of God. In the Old Testament, he winked at sin, but now he commands all of us to repent. So if we don't repent, then that's our fault. It's not his fault. And he's got to make another decision what to do with us if we don't do right, because we have the light. What are we doing with salvation? You know, you have to consider, what am I doing with my salvation? Am I operating in the holy things of God? Am I treating holy things holy? Am I doing what I should do, or am I neglecting something? Again, it's not about works. Jesus did the works, but what is our response to what he's done? Are we obeying him? We can obey him. We have the ability to love. So because of that, if you have a heart of love, there's no law to you. But it's understood that you don't go and break the old law. The law is for the lawless. The five commandments of Adam is for those who love God. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Never forsaking the love of God. The hot church is the loving church. Because we love God, I'm going to serve him. I'm going to do right. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to seek to be a blessing to people. That's what the hot church does. And that's the church he's coming back for. People that have compromised with the word, with the world, and forsook the word of God and start following their own heart, that's not going to work. If you follow your own mind and not follow God's word, then that'll be on that person. But God loves us. And he knows that the world is dirty, and he's working to help us out. Now that unction to repent, that unction to know that he's coming back, that's an unction that sets you in a position to watch for his return. If you know he's coming back, you automatically start getting things in order. People that's not watching, they just doing their things. And see, the world hardens our hearts. Sin hardens your heart against the things of God. But don't be afraid of it. Drive it out. Don't let it be a part of who you are. And many couples go to church bickering. And then they put on their church face and go inside, and they get out of church, and the word they heard, it gets wasted through their bickering. Let that stuff go. It's time now to go forward in the Lord. But the Lord has a plan to help us out. Those that have, those that are strong, they speak things, you know. When the Lord put people first that used to be last, the people that he put first and the people that remained first, because some people were, you know, they were first and they remained in their position because they continually obeyed God throughout their ministry. But the people that are first, they work to do things God's way. And they always have, and they have strengthened the body. Now remember, as we grow, That's the type of person we become. We become more Christ-like. So the fruit we bear will be the same. A person that's halfway Christ-like, they're gonna produce halfway Christ-like fruit. But as we grow from glory to glory, our fruit will look less like a convert and more like a mature person. Now converts, they bear fruit. They get people saved. But as we mature in the Lord, the people, it's just like the guy who was a blessing to me, Chris Lucas. Now he was my coworker. He got saved just before I did. And he went to a strong church that taught well. And he was aggressive in learning. You know, I love Perry Stone. Perry Stone is an aggressive, hard-working minister. And so was Chris Lucas. And this guy, he was an Italian Catholic. And then when he got saved, he went to the Church of the Nazarene. And the things he told me was so foundational. God had him in place. And it blessed me to this day. Because I was able to, I knew what to watch out for, and I knew what, he explained it so perfect. He said, now that you're a Christian, you don't have to sin anymore. He said, you have a new spirit. And Christians sin, they can sin if they want to, but they don't have to. Sin has no dominion over them. Now, most people, they waited till they got to Kenneth Hagin's, to Rhema, to hear something like that. And I didn't know that. I just thought, you just get saved and do the best you can. I didn't know the details. And then he said that Satan's going to try to get you back. Now, this may sound like a simple statement, but it took a lot of growth and maturity just to say that, even if he did get saved a few months before me. But it was a blessing. It was Holy Ghost. It was what I needed. He said, you have authority over Satan. And Satan's going to try to do things to get you back. And he described some things. He said, people are going to try to get you upset. People might steal from you. Women will flirt with you. I mean, he broke it down, man to man. And I knew he was right. And when it happened, I didn't get all distraught like I probably would have. I just laughed at it. I laughed at Satan. I said, yeah, I'm not ever going back to your world. I hate the world system. I love God's word. And I endeavored to do all that Jesus said do. And I failed. In my thinking and everything else. I didn't sin. I didn't go back to the world. And I didn't commit fornication and things like that. But it took me 6 months to get to drive profanity out. And that happened after I received the Holy Spirit. And I was trying. Taming the tongue is tough. Even if you love God. So I don't bother people about things that may slip. But I let them know God can, if you want help with that, He can help you. After I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it wasn't a problem anymore. And over the months, I reduced the things that I would say, things that I said that was wrong. And I worked on anger. Things that caused me to think I couldn't make it. The Lord blessed me. I was always very, nice to people, but if somebody bothered somebody that couldn't fight back or they were trying to bully somebody, I get upset. And I didn't mind fighting. I would fight. If somebody picked on somebody or if somebody upset me and they were just trying to take advantage, I'd get mad. But I had to learn to fight biblically. We still fight, we just fight biblically. We do it God's way. And when I learned about authority, being the fighter that I was, I turned that fight to do it God's way in the ministry. I got a lot of fight in me now. I am a fighter. And I told Satan, I said, you'll never kill me. I'll never die by your hands. And I meant it. I said, I'll never follow the world. I hate it. I told Satan all these things. And I asked the Lord to bless me to go forward and do all that's in his heart. You got to have some fight in you. If you got love in you, you got it. If the love of God is in you at all, you got fight. You can fight. You have the warrior spirit. It comes with love, folks. If you love people, a mother loves her child. She may be kind, she may bake cakes, she may plant roses and flowers. But if you mess with her young'uns, she will hurt you, because she has love in her heart towards those children. Nobody's gonna come kidnap her child without getting shot. Whatever she has becomes a weapon if you bother her children. It's no different. And I contend for people that are lost. I said, Satan, you're not going to take them. I preach the gospel to people. And preaching the gospel can be risky. I don't care about the risk. I only care about obeying God. You got to, you know, perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love. Fear has no chance when perfect love is around. And people who, you know, who thought I would be afraid, when I look at them, there's no fear in my eyes. And people back off. No, they don't. They're not so fast to say anything. Because God, when we love people, when you love people, the fear is gone. There's nothing. See, when people, bullies like for people to fear them. They love it. They feel preeminent. But when you don't fear them, they have no control over you. You have the mastery of your own life. And you have the mastery that God gave you. And the demons get afraid. And because the demons get afraid, the people who got demons, they're afraid too. I've seen drug dealers tremble if I walk up. When I lived in the Woodlawn area, in Eastfield, in Kingston, Woodlawn, I had a gate going to my backyard. And sometimes people would park in front of my gate, and I have to go over there and ask them to move their car. And they would tremble. I've seen drug dealers and people that thought they were bad. I walked up, they just trembled. It was weird. Because perfect love drives out fear. So in these last days, there will be an unction that the Lord's return is near. And it's there to help us, to make sure that we're right with God and we help others. You know, you can feel the fact that you're going to get snatched away. If you pay attention to the Holy Spirit at all, you can tell that the time is very close. You can feel it. But those who are not watching, it's just another day. But those who are truly watching, you can feel that the day is close at hand. And it doesn't make you want to run, hide, and wait. It makes you want to do more. I might get snatched away doing a broadcast with full intentions of recording it. Every evening, I'm making my business to put these recordings on the website. And I thank God for everyone. But one day, I'll be gone. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.